From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Europeans talk counterterrorism. But our lead story today comes from the Middle East. More than 200,000 Palestinians turned out today in Gaza City for the funeral of Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Militants say they will avenge his death after he was killed earlier today in an Israeli helicopter attack outside Gaza City. Hamas is the group responsible for dozens of deadly suicide bombings in Israel. Joining us now from Jerusalem is Greg Myrie of the New York Times. Greg, first, tell us more about Sheikh Yassin, if you would.
Sheikh Yassin founded Hamas back in 1987, and that's when he first came to prominence. He's a quadriplegic. He has a very sort of high-pitched voice. You can barely hear him. It's a very soft whisper. Despite all these physical infirmities, he's been one of the most important figures in the Middle East as the leader of Hamas for the last 15 years or so. And this is a huge, huge development for all sides acknowledge that.
Now, Hamas is a group that has claimed responsibilities for repeated suicide bombings in Israel. Is Sheikh Yassin the person seen as responsible for that?
Well, it sort of depends who you ask. The Israelis say absolutely. He is the leader of this group. They make the decisions about whether attacks will be carried out, even if they are not necessarily involved in the planning of specific attacks. Hamas itself will say that there's a political wing, which Sheikh Yassin belonged to, and a military wing, and that the military wing carries out these attacks.
Well, give us the reaction that you're seeing there, both from Palestinians and Israelis.
A real outrage on the Palestinian side. Now, Israel has carried out these kinds of targeted killings throughout the 3.5 years of fighting, but Sheikh Yassin is by far the most prominent, important figure to be killed in an attack like this. So we've seen a huge outpouring at his funeral, tens of thousands, some estimates of 200,000 or so Palestinians in Gaza City. We're also seeing spontaneous rallies and protests in West Bank cities and throughout much of the Arab world, for that matter.
I believe that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said that he participated in the decision to take this action, yes?
Yes, as we understand it, the Israeli cabinet made a group decision to carry out this attack, and that Prime Minister Sharon was therefore well aware of what the planning, and then we're hearing reports, he hasn't said so explicitly, but reports that he was following it very, very closely. He's known for being very detail-oriented, and particularly on major operations like this.
So what do you think are the repercussions likely for Israelis?
Well, certainly the Palestinians are going to try to carry out attacks. I mean, they've been doing this for 3.5 years, and this has certainly given them extreme motivation to continue that. Now, the question is, what sort of capabilities do they have at this point? Israel has sealed off the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, so it will be very difficult for a Palestinian to get into an Israeli city with a weapon and carry out an attack. But I think many Israelis fully expect that there will be some attack in the coming days and weeks.
Specifically for Hamas, Greg, will the killing of Sheikh Yassin, the founder of Hamas, will that stop Hamas?
No. I think in terms of its capability of carrying out attacks, the answer is that will have very little or no effect. But he was seen as a very charismatic leader. So in the longer term, he'll be a difficult figure to replace. But in terms of their capability, in terms of making bombs and carrying out attacks, probably won't have an effect.
Greg Myrie, Jerusalem correspondent for the New York Times. Greg, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.